Social Work Department. Overview. During FY2025, the Social Work Department, SWD, remained committed to empowering persons with visual impairment, VI, to lead independent, resilient, and meaningful lives. Through holistic case management, counseling, financial assistance, and community partnerships, SWD continued to support clients from the point of referral through their rehabilitation and social integration journey. SWD worked closely with key healthcare institutions, including the Singapore National Eye Center, public and private hospitals, and various social service agencies, SSAs, to ensure that clients received timely intervention, coordinated care, and access to essential support services. In FY2025, SWD received a total of 176 referrals and successfully registered 142 new clients. These referrals came from healthcare institutions, community partners, and individuals who self-referred while seeking support in adjusting to vision loss and its associated life challenges. Through a person-centered and strengths-based approach, social workers journeyed alongside clients and their families to address psychosocial, financial, employment, and caregiving concerns while promoting independence and improved quality of life. Services and programs. 1. Case management and counseling. In FY2025, SWD provided case management and social work intervention services to 3,596 clients and their family members. Social workers supported clients across various life stages and transitions, including adjustment to vision loss, employment disruptions, financial instability, social isolation, caregiving stress, deteriorating medical conditions. Through regular assessments, counseling sessions, care coordination, and referrals, social workers ensured that clients received holistic support tailored to their unique circumstances and goals. A key focus of SWD's interventions was empowering clients to build resilience, strengthen coping strategies, and maximize their independence within the community. Social workers also collaborated closely with healthcare professionals, caregivers, rehabilitation teams, and community partners to ensure continuity of care and coordinated service delivery. The department continued to adopt a strengths-based and client-centered approach, recognizing the capabilities and aspirations of each individual while supporting them through challenging life transitions. 2. Employment-related services. Employment remains an important pathway towards independence, dignity, and social inclusion for persons with visual impairment. In FY2025, SAVH strengthened its employment support initiatives through collaborations with community and employment agencies. SWD worked closely with SPD, SG Enable, to explore training opportunities, job placements, and employment support services for VI clients. During the year, SG Enable launched a new inclusive job portal aimed at connecting persons with disabilities, PWDs, with inclusive employers and accessible employment opportunities. SWD supported eligible clients in navigating these resources and exploring suitable employment pathways. In addition, SAVH collaborated with a training and placement provider to implement the Workplace Readiness Skills Training, WRIST, program. Fully funded by SG Enable and SAVH, the program was designed to equip participants with practical workplace competencies and employability skills. The WRIST program consists of 4 modules covering. Participants successfully completed the first 2 modules during FY2025, with several securing employment opportunities or progressing towards active job placements. Moving forward, SAVH aims to expand collaborations with additional employers, training providers, and community organizations to further strengthen employment support and create more inclusive opportunities for VI clients. 3. Financial assistance. SWD continued to provide financial assessment, counseling, and assistance to low-income VI clients and their families facing financial hardship. Social workers conducted comprehensive financial assessments by gathering household and income information, reviewing supporting documents, Assessing immediate and long-term needs. Identifying suitable financial support schemes. Based on each client's circumstances, social workers assisted with applications, referrals, and coordination of temporary financial assistance to address essential living needs such as daily expenses, utilities, medical-related costs, transportation, emergency support. Financial assistance was particularly important for clients experiencing sudden life transitions, including loss of employment, worsening medical conditions, or caregiving responsibilities. In FY2025, SWD assisted a total of 174 clients and families through various forms of financial assistance and support schemes. Beyond financial aid, social workers also provided emotional support and practical guidance to help families stabilize their circumstances and access longer-term community resources. 4. Tanchaping Education Fund. The Tanchaping Education Fund continued to play a significant role in supporting the educational aspirations of students with visual impairment and their families. For more than a decade, the foundation has been a valued donor and community partner, providing bursaries to students pursuing their academic goals despite financial challenges. In FY2025, the Tan Che Bing Foundation expanded its support to include children and siblings of 6 clients, recognizing that families living in the same household may also face financial and caregiving challenges that impact educational opportunities. The expanded initiative received an overwhelming response from beneficiaries and families. During the financial year, 57 students received educational bursaries. A total of $100,600 was disbursed. The bursaries helped to alleviate financial stress associated with educational expenses, enabling students to focus on their studies and pursue their aspirations with greater confidence. SWD remains deeply appreciative of the continued generosity and partnership of the Tan Che Bing Foundation in supporting educational inclusion and opportunities for the VI community. Community partnerships and collaborations. 1. Partnership with Mount Alvernia Hospital, MAH. Mount Alvernia Hospital continued to be a valued healthcare partner in supporting the well-being of SAVH clients. Since 2022, SAVH and MAH have collaborated on various healthcare initiatives aimed at improving access to preventive healthcare and essential medical services for persons with visual impairment. In FY2025, MAH provided free annual health screening services, complementary flu vaccinations, bi-monthly dental services. Through this partnership, 70 clients received free health screenings and flu vaccinations. More than 206 clients benefited from free dental services. These initiatives significantly improved access to healthcare services that many low-income clients may otherwise have found difficult to afford. The partnership also highlights the importance of community collaboration in promoting holistic health and well-being among persons with disabilities. 2. Food ration assistance. SWD recognizes that access to basic necessities continues to be a critical concern for many low-income VI clients and their families. For more than a decade, SWD has supported vulnerable households through food ration assistance programs in collaboration with community partners. The department continued its partnership with Food from the Heart to provide regular food ration deliveries to clients and families in need. This collaboration enabled SWD to ensure sustained support while extending assistance to a larger number of beneficiaries. Currently, SWD supports more than 50 families through regular food ration distributions and doorstep deliveries. In addition, SWD collaborated with the Heart Warmers Group to provide festive food rations and monetary assistance during major festive occasions such as Chinese New Year, Hari Raya. In FY2025, more than 206 clients received festive assistance through these initiatives. These community partnerships help to ease financial pressures on vulnerable households while fostering a sense of care, inclusion, and social support within the community. Client story: Adrian's journey of resilience and independence. At just 19 years old, Adrian has demonstrated remarkable resilience, determination, and maturity in overcoming the challenges associated with severe visual impairment. Adrian lives with his parents in a modest three-room flat. Despite financial difficulties, the family remains closely bonded and supportive of one another. His mother works as a cleaner, earning approximately $2,000 per month, while his father is currently unemployed following his battle with nasal and sinus cancer. Although his father remains in remission, he continues to attend yearly MRI follow-up appointments. Adrian's father's journey through illness deeply influenced Adrian's outlook on life, instilling perseverance and determination in him during difficult times. Adrian was diagnosed with glaucoma when he was in primary 3. From a young age, he experienced the physical discomfort and emotional challenges associated with deteriorating vision. Over the years, he underwent 15 eye operations and continues to attend regular follow-up appointments at the Singapore National Eye Center twice yearly. Following a recent surgery to address complications caused by a blockage, Adrian was left with only 5% of his vision remaining. Despite these significant challenges, he remained determined to continue working and living independently. After enrolling in SAVH services, Adrian actively participated in basic cane techniques, BCT, orientation and mobility, ONM, training. These programs equipped him with the confidence and skills needed to travel independently using a white cane between his home and workplace. For nearly 3 years, Adrian has been employed as a masseur at SAVH. Motivated by his father's encouragement, he pursued massage training as a meaningful and sustainable career pathway. Through dedication and discipline, Adrian continues to work independently and contribute financially to his household. During a workplace visit, social workers observed Adrian consistently demonstrating teamwork and initiative by assisting colleagues with physically demanding tasks, including carrying heavy massage chairs for mobile massage services. Despite his young age and severe visual impairment, Adrian continues to display adaptability, resilience, and a positive outlook on life. His journey reflects the transformative impact of timely intervention, family support, rehabilitation training, and meaningful employment opportunities. Recently, while recovering in hospital following surgery, Adrian shared with his social worker that he and his colleague hope to give back to SAVH in the future, a testament to his gratitude, compassion, and desire to support others facing similar challenges. With continued support and opportunities, Adrian remains well-positioned to build a confident, independent, and fulfilling future. Looking ahead, in the coming financial year, SWD will continue strengthening its services and partnerships to better support persons with visual impairment and their families. Key priorities include expanding employment and employability initiatives, strengthening community partnerships, enhancing financial and psychosocial support services, increasing outreach and early intervention efforts, promoting independence and social inclusion for VI clients. SWD remains committed to delivering holistic, client-centered services that empower persons with visual impairment to lead meaningful and dignified lives within the community.